Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Happy Hari Raya to all of our Muslim friends today.
Teramakase. I thought you were saying it to me. But yes, happy Hari Raya to everybody. Absolutely.
Well, we're so happy. If you are celebrating this beautiful weekend, we hope you are enjoying it. And on the line with us now is Mohammed Imran bin Mohammed Taib, the director for the Center for Interfaith Understanding. And good morning and welcome to you, Imran. How are you today?
Morning. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
We're so glad to have you with us, and Salamat Hari Raya to you and your family as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How have you been celebrating so far?
Well, because of the circuit breaker, so it's a little bit quieter this year. But nonetheless, we are looking forward to the celebration tomorrow.
And Imran, I mean, just what does Hari Raya Puasa mean to you, to Muslims generally?
The word Hari Raya means day of celebration in Malay. And puasa means fasting. So generally, Hari Raya Puasa means celebrating the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Sometimes we also call it Hari Raya Idil Fitri, and that's from the Arabic Eid, meaning festival, and Fitra, natural disposition. So it's basically to mark a return to our natural disposition or triumph of the self over our base desires, particularly after a month of training in self-restraint, piety, charity, and devotion to God for the month of Ramadan. But of course, Hari Raya Puasa is also not just a religious festival. It's also celebrated culturally. So it has multiple meanings within the community itself.
And we're speaking with Mohammed Imran, who is the director of the Center for Interfaith Understanding. And of course, as you mentioned, this year has been quite different because of the lack of being able to gather in large groups. Mostly, how has everyone been celebrating Ramadan and now Hari Raya this year?
Well, most of us will be staying home, right? So I think it's also a good time to really be with the family and also more quiet time for reflection. Malls are closed, so we cannot go for the typical congregation prayer on the day of Hari Raya itself. But thankfully, we can listen to the sermon and hear the takbir, which is the religious chant praising God on the morning of Hari Raya through online platforms. We can't do house visiting, but it's a good time to catch up with families and relatives through maybe online platforms like Zoom and all that. So I'll be doing Zoom with my extended family members on the day itself.
And am I right to believe, Imran, that the prayers will be taking place, have been taking place on YouTube Live, on places like Salam SG TV, that kind of thing where people gather? Is that how it's working today?
Not today, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow is Hari Raya in the morning. You will have that online.
And how is it? I mean, I'm very interested to learn that, as you say, although it is a religious-based festival, you know, it's more of a local culture in terms of its celebration. You know, people tend to celebrate in different ways. They might eat different foods for different reasons. Maybe you could give a few examples of that and why that's the case.
Well, particularly in the Malay community, we tend to celebrate it for one full month. Actually, Hari Raya or Idul Fitri, it's only on the first day of Shawwal, which is the 10th month in the Muslim calendar. But we celebrate it for a month because maybe, you know, we have lots of families, relatives, friends to visit, and you can't do that on one day itself. One thing about the Malay community celebration is that there's a lot of asking for forgiveness. So it's also a month of reconciliation where you make amends with your loved ones, you seek their forgiveness, and you forgive them for their shortcomings. And then we celebrate with joy and feast on Malay food, ketupat, rendang, and lots of cookies.
Now, the Hari Raya food itself, you mentioned there, of course, rendang and ketupat. There are practical reasons as well, aren't there, why those particular foods are popular at Hari Raya?
Well, possibly because, you know, you have to entertain a lot of guests coming to your house, and therefore you wouldn't want to spend a lot of time cooking in the kitchen. So like rendang and ketupat can last very long. So possibly it's a pragmatic reason for that.
Hmm. We're speaking with Mohammed Imran, who is the director for the Center for Interfaith Understanding. And as we've gone through this Ramadan period now and now into Hari Raya, most families, as you mentioned, have had to just celebrate it together. Has there been a change, maybe a different feeling for individual families about spending more quality time together just as a family unit versus their maybe their extended family? Is there a maybe a bright side to this? Many of us non-Muslims who have been spending a lot more time with our families have realized, you know, hey, maybe we've had a chance to enjoy each other, get to know each other a little bit better in a different way. Has there been a bright side to it aside from the traditions that you guys may not be able to celebrate in the usual way?
I suppose so, but I think each family will be will have different experiences. So, as you rightly mentioned, that there could be more quality time spent with the family, but not all families are kind of intact. So that's also an opportunity, if you can see it that way, to work through some of the issues. But I think it's also important to check on those family members who probably are living on their own, like the elderly who does not have much support. So it's important to call and check on them as a way of showing our love and care also, even though we can't visit them. But I think that phone call or that chat over online or even through calls and all that really matters to them.
Yeah. And on that point, Imran, about family members and traditions during Hari Raya, as I understand it, apart from seeking forgiveness from families, relatives will often visit graves, won't they, during the Hari Raya period, which, of course, is something you cannot do at the moment. So how are families coping with that or dealing with that?
Yeah, some families will actually visit the graves on the morning of Hari Raya. I think that's part of remembering their loved ones who have passed on. But even though we can't visit the graves, it doesn't stop us from remembering them, offering prayers for them, you know, in our homes without having to visit the graves. For some people, I know that they actually pay a bit of money to some workers to help to clean the graves or tidy up the graves.
Yeah, so at least that can be accomplished during this circuit breaker time.
Definitely.
You know, one of the interesting things I saw in the Straits Times yesterday were pictures of Geylang Serai, and quite a few people are, you know, we're still going out there to buy things at the market there, of course, with safe distancing, you know, measures in place. This is a big time of year for people who are selling goods, food and decorations and things into the Muslim community here. Has that community of retailers and merchants been badly affected, as we would expect they might, as have many others?
I would think that generally, yes, there will be some loss of income. But nonetheless, people try to cope in various ways. A lot of Malay families also have some kind of home-based businesses. Mm-hmm. So perhaps after the circuit breaker measures, they can actually still deliver the cookies, because, as I said, people tend to celebrate for a month, and the circuit breaker will end by 1st of June. So there's still time to tweak a bit of the practices in order, while still meeting the requirements of the circuit breaker measures.
And Imran, just finally from me, what are your favorite aspects of the Hari Raya celebrations?
Well, for me, it's looking at the joy of the children as they don their new clothes or going house visiting. But of course, that for this year, be slightly different. But nonetheless, I think we'll do a Zoom with our extended family, and we'll all put on our best clothes, Hari Raya clothes, and seeing the joy on the faces of families, especially the children, just really warms my heart. And I think that's what Hari Raya means to me also.
It is all about family and remembering. Mohammed Imran bin Mohammed Taib, Director of the Center for Interfaith Understanding, thank you so much for being with us today on Weekend Mornings. And we hope that you and your family have a blessed Salamat Hari Raya.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.